we can start again with our proceedings and over to the secretary and a team for the next presentation.
Can I just hand over to the CFO to take
you? CFO?
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members. It is my pleasure to present to you the Secretariat's budget for the next year. Now, the first table shows the breakdown into operational and personnel expenditure. Our total budget is 99.7 million, and the second table shows the program classification. Our budget increased slightly from the previous year. It was 84.7 million, and it went up to 99.7 million. The main reason is in order to capacitate the Secretariat after its transformation to a designated department at national level to be able to fulfill its mandate. The capacitation is mainly in the area of ICT infrastructure and human resources. By ICT infrastructure, I mean both the infrastructure itself and also in the area of the applications. This covers both support functions and more core business. The budget is evenly spread amongst the programs. We've got 99.7 million, and 20% of that is intersectoral coordination and strategic partnership. 26% of that is legislation and policy development. 24% of that is civilian oversight, monitoring, and evaluation. I must mention that on the administration side, the budget came down from over 40 million in the previous financial year to just 28 million in the current year. This was in order to comply with Treasury's requirements with regard to the upper parameters for administration costs. On the process of establishing the Secretariat as a designated department, the requirement was said that our admin budget should not exceed 30%. This required some restructuring in the Secretariat to make sure that we comply with the upper parameters for administration costs. Certain function had to be transferred from administration to core units in order to align ourselves with the requirements of the National Treasury. And overall, it resulted in the reduction of our admin budget to the current level of 28%. That overall managed to get our budget approved by the National Treasury in the MTF presentation that we presented to National Treasury. The overall increase of 17.7% from the 84.7 million was also as a result of the inclusion of the judges' budget, the DCPI judges' budget, into the Secretariat going forward. So that overall is a summary of the overall budget of the Secretariat going forward.
Thank you very much. Before we move on, questions, maybe just one technical issue. I think that there should be just be an effort to rectify that. In terms of the copy, in terms of the annual performance plan, page 8, we noticed that the current payment is more than the budget. We believe it's just a typo, but it's going to be, from a procedural point of view, important that there is a rectification table. So we'll appreciate if that could be done.
Thank you, Chairperson. We did pick up on the typo and was going to bring it to the attention of the committee, but we will make sure that it is corrected going forward.
Right. Any questions from the members at this stage, or should we go to the programs? Programs, and then we can come back to the financial issues. Thanks a lot.
Chair, can I? The next program is administration, which comprises of departmental management, which is the Office of the Secretary, and internal of corporate services. financial administration, internal audit and office accommodation. I'd like to ask the CFO to take us through the budget, but you will notice that although there are these different sub-programs, only four of them are costed in terms of the